Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Everybody, good morning. It's your morning cup of sports with Farmer and B. Evans right here on RadioAFS.com, Fat Boy Media, DRCP Army. I am here with my good buddy Farmer. What's going on, man? It's Wednesday. It is
What's
hump
going on?
Day. It's hump day, ladies and gentlemen. Show that ass. Sorry, wrong show.
Whoa, dude, you know what? It is way too early for this shit.
Oh, damn. Hey, man, there's a lot of fuckery going on in the world. We missed, we missed yesterday, and I didn't get to sit here and make fun of Tom Brady with you. And, you know, that outstanding Patriots team that had what a total of an astonishing 2 total yards that first quarter against the Dolphins. You guys
right.
got beat by the chicken of the sea, you dumbasses. Like, you guys got mollywomped in the first quarter. Now, I don't remember how the rest of the game went, but 2 total yards.
They got mollywomped.
Did they? Okay, good, good. Because the only person that likes the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, other than bandwagon fans, is, well, Roger Goodell's jock. But, so to see them get beat by the chicken of the sea, that's pretty awesome.
It is.
But,
I was going to do a show yesterday without you, but, you know me, man, I don't want to do fuckery without you. I don't want to say that you humped on an armadillo and, you know, and all that other fun stuff. But I was wondering, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling just fine.
Yeah. Are we going to have to put you on suspension, like half of NFL Network for inappropriately touching an armadillo?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest. I did get a call from a few different people. You know, there was obviously the game wardens and, PETA called, you know, my lawyer called, and I'm, you know, getting a lawsuit, and a few other people are upset, and protesters outside the house, you know, and everything. But, you know, hey, I figure I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, I don't mind the extreme, and I was trying to make a sport out of it for your morning cup of sports, that B-level sport. You never know what the next sport coming out is going to be. I just wanted to get ahead of the game and create my own.
Right. I don't think that should be a sport. You know, I figured, you know, you not being in studio yesterday and that news article coming out, and I was wondering where the plane was, and now it all just kind of adds up, my man.
Yeah, it's kind of weird being on the receiving end of the fuckery here. But
right.
Then again, I mean, it's not the full extent of it, because, I mean, you know, you when I do this shit, you know, you end up getting a message from me saying, hey, I love you. You know, and you already know to go back and listen at that point. But,
right.
I don't even think I need to send you a message anymore at this point. It's just like you already know, okay, I need to check this. And so I'm like, okay, where's it getting? Oh, this is weird.
And is the sandwich maker okay? How's the sandwich maker?
Well, you know, she's still making sandwiches. As far as I know,
okay.
She's okay.
Because I saw again down in Australia, so I know you were gone yesterday, so the plane was quite busy. And I saw that there was a shark attack down in Australia. It was by a sucker shark. So I just wanted to make sure, and they were scuba diving and everything else like that. So I was just making sure that sandwich maker was doing all right by the shark attack, because you didn't poke the son of a bitch in the eye.
Well, last time I tried to poke a shark in the eye, once again, I had PETA on my ass talking about wrong finger. So,
but
now,
but on a serious note, there was a shark, and I think I sent you the article. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm holding out on you now. That is confirmed the size of Jaws down in Australia.
What?
Yes. The size of Jaws, dude.
Wow.
I posted it on Farmer Media, so if nobody has liked Farmer Media, definitely go to Farmer Media and, you know, just like that Facebook page. Seamless plug for my own, but yeah, here, I'm going to send it to you. There you go.
Now, while you're sending that, there is a... here's something funny for you. This is something I could see you doing.
Okay.
There was a drunk driver that got pulled over by police. Now, I'm unable to actually pull up the article for some reason. It's giving me a little issue with pulling this article up. But apparently, he got pulled over by the police.
You're having issues pulling something up, B?
That's right. But he...
just remember, B, your hands are just way too big.
Oh, that's
okay.
What it is.
Go ahead.
I already knew that. But...
there you go.
Now, this guy gets pulled over. He's a drunk driver. He gets pulled over by the police and tells them that his name is Burger King.
Okay.
Holy shit, that's a big shark.
They said he's the real life-size Jaws, bro. That thing in the eye.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here
we
go.
You see how big
it
is in the water?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that thing's ridiculous.
It's like the real life size jocks down there swimming in the water of Australia.
It's a big ass shark.
I poke it in the eye. But,
looks like it's eating a few surfers. You know, three or four.
Yeah, five or six.
Right. Now, the other day I'd seen an article where a lady had married a bus station. Or a train. Yeah, it was a bus station, I think. It was weird. Now we have a lady who is engaged, I think it is. Engaged, right? Engaged to a 90-plus-year-old chandelier. Says that she enjoys cuddling and kissing a chandelier. What is it?
Maybe,
what is going on with people where they're marrying and making out with inanimate objects?
Well, hold on. Maybe she self-identifies as a lamp.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes.
Yeah, didn't I? Okay.
Now, I have something for you, Farmer. And
oh, no. Uh-huh. Last time I did that, time you said that, I had to go get some penicillin. I don't want any of that.
Well, this is an article, and
B. We've been 11 minutes in the show, and I haven't talked one single sport. We're going to have to call this morning cup of news here pretty soon.
That's right. We do this every damn day half the time. But hey, real quick, and then we'll get into sports, because this is I gotta bring this up. I can't pass this up or I'll forget about it. I can't wait till Saturday.
Okay.
So you already know where I'm going with that. Now it's slightly different. It's a slightly different issue here. I won't say issue, but slightly different. Cause, but well, protesters are fighting a logo, quote unquote logo. Anyways, there is a restaurant or an ice cream shop, something like that. I'm actually pulling the article back up. It just for some reason closed down on me. Not sure what the hell's going on today. There is a lot of fuckery in the world today. Okay, it's an ice cream shop. Cheeky Derriere Ice Cream Shop. It's in Montclair, New Jersey. It is the logo is of a cartoon cow that is actually kind of turned around with her ass sticking out. Now, I'm sending you the picture of this so you can understand what I'm talking about with this article. There you now have it, sir. And so complaints have been made about this newly opened ice cream shop company. It began Monday with an open letter by a local business owner who blasted the store for sexualizing women to sell ice cream and demand that the logo be put out to pasture. They say it's offensive and sickening. A hypersexualized, obviously female cow with her ass upended and poking through a circle, tail raised up, waiting for what? I'm not sure, but I do know that I am repulsed and offended. Now, I really want to make a sexual joke there because it's too perfect. But I'm not gonna. I don't want to leave it alone, but I'll leave it alone.
Are you gonna hold the cream?
Well, I was actually gonna say, you know, it's a dairy product. Maybe she's waiting to get cream pied, but hey, you know. But I won't say it. I was gonna say it, but I'm not gonna say it. So, anyways, this lady. So they say the logo is not visible from the store's exterior, but is plastered on the store's furniture, walls, and cups. making girls and women feel as if things were used, things for someone else's sexual use. It says this kind of marketing scheme is the reason we currently have a sexual predator in the White House. This is offensive, not just to... Yeah, ice cream shops with cartoon cows' asses sticking out is the reason why Donald Trump's in office. Okay, that makes sense. But...
The snowflakes are real, B. The snowflakes are real. And, you know, I just showed the ice cream... Wow, I got ice cream in my head now. Thank you, B. The Rice Krispie Treat maker, that same picture... And she's like, I would eat there. So there's one that's not offended by it. So you know what I think we should do, B, is create a poll either on your Morning Cup of Sports or Farmer Media and circulate it around, no pun intended, and or pun intended, however you want to do that, and see if this logo offends people.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, that's something that we need to do.
So anyways, like I said,
I wanted to bring this up.
Terminated of wherever we're going to put that on, you know, either Farmer Media or your Morning Cup of Sports or Morning Cup of News for where we're at right now.
Well, reading further down the article, the owner of the ice cream shop has said that they've heard the complaints from people, and they're taking them very seriously, and they are acting to change the cow to be more fun and less sexy. Our goal was always fun and not sexy. The conversation is set to continue on Saturday when they open their studio for a community meeting. Said that they hope to get quite enough people to listen, or I hope people get quiet enough to listen to each other's pain without trying to rationalize it or trying to tell this person, how could you be in pain? You can't tell somebody what to be in pain over. People are claiming that this is causing them to be, they're so sensitive by, they're so hurt by this that it's causing them to be in pain, man. They say it's horrible, disgusting, and tasteless, and completely unacceptable at a time when the country is reckoning with sexual harassment and the treatment of women. It is a cow, true, but the cow is dressed as a woman in a hat, braids, lipstick, earrings, and her bottom's out. Her bottom is on display. So, question, you know, obviously, you know, you're a food maker. Isn't offended, Farmer? What? And I bring
maker.
This up.
I love.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like whatever
how,
you want.
I love how we don't say their names. You know, it's like
right.
You know, you have your sandwich maker, and I got my Rice Krispie treat maker, which she's only made them once for me, and I don't know how she got the nickname. Maybe because I was eating them on the air, but moot point. Carry on. Sorry, squirrel moment. Carry on.
But no, I came across this article, and I'm like, I gotta bring this up because you know it's right along the lines of what we do on Saturdays on the beating drum.
Kind of, yes.
And,
well, we don't do cows on Saturdays.
Well, no, we don't do cows, but...
Okay.
But
and I don't do ice cream because it gives me the squirts. Go ahead.
Right. But where do you stand on this? I mean, you've seen the picture.
I have.
And yes, in a way, I can see where an argument would stand on this one. But when you look at what this country was, I mean, you go back to Looney Tunes and this and that. I mean, you practically, you've got, you know, if you go back, I'll pick up one individual from Looney Tunes characters only. Pepe Le Pew. This guy was horrible, if you look at it from their point of view. I mean, he was a downright stalker. He practically was trying to molest the other one, the cat. You know what I mean? And I know you remember Pepe Le Pew.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this is the shit that we grew up on. This is classic cartoons that we all grew up. These same people
right.
that argue this shit, I guarantee they love this stuff growing up. So,
you know, or the lady who was big busted, red dress. I can never remember her name. The cartoon.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Well, or, you know, Rice Krispie Treat Maker was saying Jessica Rabbit, you know?
Yes! Jessica Rabbit. Man, she was hot, too. She was hot for a cartoon chick.
I know. Uh-huh. I had a couple dirty socks because of her. But, hey, you know, a different show.
Hey, man, I was more into, I loved Sylvester and Tweety. I was all about Granny in that one.
That was kind of like a Bert Nerdy. But, hey, you know, it's okay.
Anyways, I'm sorry. This one just kind of bothered me. And I, you know, like I said, it was right up the alley of what we talk about on Saturdays. And I had to bring it up real quick.
So you want a statement from me. Is that kind of where this is going?
Yes, that's what I was actually pushing for.
Oh, well, why don't you just ask instead of being a snowflake and, you know, beating around the bush?
Farmer, can I get a statement on this, please?
Is this a public statement or a non-public statement?
Public.
Of course it would be because we're live on the radio, huh?
Or you can make it a non-public statement because it's still our show. We do what we want.
Way too early for this shit.
This is why people love us, because we do what we want.
Right. And 21 minutes into the show and we've already talked about how bad Tom Brady sucks. Anyway.
That's right.
You know, I feel that if somebody is one person is offended by something, that's not how this world works. If you're offended by it, well, don't go there. You know, I'm offended by the Dallas Cowboys, but I hung out with a few Dallas Cowboy fans, you know, Saturday to watch the Seattle Seahawks lose, or on Sunday. And so, you know, all because I'm offended by them doesn't mean that I'm not going to like them. But just people, live your life. If somebody thinks a cow is sexy and is turned on by these pictures, well, then they have an issue that they need to go talk to PETA about. But, you know, who's going to, are these people who's offended, by this particular cow? It just sounds funny to say, but are they going to help the owner redecorate and purchase new chairs, new glasses, new artwork, and all that other fun stuff? Because as we know, that stuff's not cheap. So, and what if it's something else that they don't like? Who's paying for this is what I want to know. Now, if the changers of the cow logo want to come forward and actually pay for the change, well, then great. But if they're just there to logo and then they're going to go off to another one, well, then I'm not okay with that. But if they're willing to put their money where their mouth is and pay for this restaurant's owner's logo design and also to rebrand his ice cream shop, well, then put your money where your freaking mouth is.
All right. That's what I want. That's what I wanted. Love when you get on your little rants. It's awesome.
Right. You know, sometimes I do, but, you know, again, you know, these people need to put their money where their mouth is and if they want change, well then, okay. Well, then pay for it. All because you're offended by it doesn't mean that I am. And maybe I like the cow.
Maybe I like the cow. Oh, we know you do. We know you do. But, anyways, so.
Sorry, B. You know, a little rant.
No, you're fine. I love the rants. So we're good there. The rants are always awesome.
Right. So B, I wanted to bring up the Jacksonville Jaguar player who actually said explicit, you know, we brought this up on Monday. And, you know, the reason why that Seattle Seahawks football player was going to climb through there and strangle the beer thrower was because there was some racist remarks that was said. And the person who said them and who also threw the beverage is now banned from every single football game down there in Jacksonville. Justice prevailed.
Well, good. I mean, don't act like a complete damn jackass. You know what I mean? There's no reason to go out and disrespect these guys, okay? Whether I agree or disagree, and you know where I stand on their salary, okay? And
right.
I had seen where the salary cap is actually raising up again this year for the NFL, I think it – yeah, for the NFL. It's raising up again. It's going higher. For the fourth year in a row, the salary cap is going up. And yes. And I stand very strongly against how much athletes make compared to soldiers. But regardless of how much they make, they are out there doing their job. That is what they get paid to do. And you clearly enjoy this form of entertainment and watching these guys work. Otherwise, you would not go to their games. But don't disrespect another human being because you're a fucking drunk, belligerent asshole.
Right.
Period.
And racist.
Regardless whether you like the team or you don't. I don't give a damn. This guy did nothing to you to deserve to be called any form of a racial remark. You don't even need to call him an asshole because, well, you don't even really know the guy. So there's no reason whatsoever that anybody should be disrespecting these players the way that they do. Now, you know, heat of the moment, you say dumb shit, whatever, when you're watching a game, got it. But to throw a beer at a guy and then make a bunch of racial remarks right after that, I bet you were the cool kid on the block that got beat up growing up.
Well, yeah. You know, and there's no place in sports for that beat. And
Now, the New Orleans Saints are being sued by one of their fans. He is suing the team for the cost of his season tickets because he said he was upset by the fact that the players are protesting during the national anthem. Now, there's also saying that they may have not actually started at the time, which is when he became so offended that he decided to stop going to the games. But he is actually suing them for a refund of his season tickets, saying that the protests have prevented him and his family from enjoying a game. Now, one potential problem, the Saints may not have made any political statements at the game he attended, which was the home opener on September 17th against the Patriots, apparently. So, I don't really see how he's going to get how he's going to win this. I see this being a waste of time and money. Because if this is the case and he's able to sue these people, if he's able to sue the New Orleans Saints and make money, then how is this possible that he's even going to be able to do this? But then again, we did have a woman, and I know you remember this, that sued McDonald's when she spilled coffee on herself and won because the cup did not say that the content inside was hot. I don't remember how much she won, but she went a lot of money off of it, and that just shows the ignorance in the world today. So, yeah. But with that being said, it is time for a quick song break, and we will be right back so that we can get Farmer's opinion on this when we come back.
Hey, it's your boy, So. I'm doing it for the city.
City, man.
It's Solara.
Yo, it's Willie B, and I do it for the city.
For the city.
For the city.
For your city.
For my city.
For my
for
city.
City.
For the city.
Oh, for the city.
For the city.
Spokane!
For the city.
For the city.
This is for you.
For the city. For
I will take you everywhere I go, scream your name on every stage.
For the city.
It's time for us to stand up and put on for the game. So ride with me on this journey. We will make this happen. We will be known. This is for the city.
I said I'm trying to be one of the greatest inside of my city. They say it's a long shot. Well, I'll point at the beat and I'll look at the scopes and I'll load up a clip and I'll murder it on spot. My plan of attack is putting the cane on the map. The rap and making an impact and watching these people react. From the South Hill to the North Side, Peaceful Valley out to the Valley, downtown 5 Mile Lincoln Heights, Gary Park, Kendall Yards, Shadow Park, East Side, Logan, Brown's Edition, Hilliard, Garland District, Felony Flats, West Side. No disrespect to any Washington City, but I'm a rep, mine silly like Little Dicky does Philly, Lilac City. Put your hands up, 509, stand up. We're kicking and chilling and building relationships and showing our fans love. The way we murder this track, we should have named it Doomsday. We'll cross you up at Hoop Fest and we'll run the track like Bloomsday. No matter where you're from in this beautiful city, just scream Spokane at somebody and we gon' hustle like Nipsey. Let's get it!
I got it tatted so proudly, so rep it, they know. Now they know. Original 509 rider, and I ride real low. And they know, now you know. Take a walk through my city, there ain't no place to lie. We'll cruise the vision up and fly. Eastern Washington State, where it gets real cold. So cold, I let it be known. Spokane is my home.
Me, Ferris, Rogers, Easton, West Valley, Lewis, and Clark. And Gonzaga, Prep, Mount Spokane, CV, Shadow Park. University, get the worst of me. My city has seen adversity, but certainly it hurts to see how they hustle and grab for the currency. This track's dope. But my city's already addicted. Bump it and listen while they drive into vision. I'm just a man on a mission. I talk about the streets, so just listen. I'm trying to put my city on the map. It's just my vision. I'm from S-P-O-K-A-N-E. We gonna rise and you will see that this right here isn't temporary. This right here's a guarantee. I'm trying to tell you people I'm working. I got that flow, man. Shout out to Willie B. Cause I'm so spoken. You can see the garbage. Feeding you to the metal goat, but if you're not from Spokane, then you probably don't even get the joke. There's some shooters inside of my city, but I ain't talking about basketball. But if you wanna talk sports, we got them Zags. They're ready to cross you all. Cross
I got it tatted so proudly, so rep it, they know. Now they know. Original 509 rider, and I ride real low. And they know. Now you know. Take a walk through my city, there ain't no place to lie. We'll cruise the vision up and fly. Eastern Washington State, where it gets real cold. So cold, I let it be known. Spokane is my home.
This right here's a journey, and I'm ready for this adventure. But Spokane will never switch up or change up like the weather. You already know that I got soul. My city is proud, so I plot goals. You cannot stop those, and if you try to, don't hit them potholes. It's funny, these haters, they telling me I can't, but I'm from Spokane, so I can. I already told you what I was doing, proving my plan. I can take you where it's nice, or maybe where it's rough. You say that you're making that money, but that was a lie. We'll call that green bluff. Do you like sports? We got them Indians, Empire, and the Chiefs. Do you like to swim? Go to the beach. Pick out in the park if you want to eat. Better watch where you're walking. You better discount those thousand steps. Keep everything locked up, cause we got them car thefts. Hey, son, where'd you get that Phaedra? At LQ's, local legends. Been the homie since day one. This right here's a takeover. Glass alley where it's never sober. I'm tagging like them, it goes 7-8, so K-Roll Cutter, it's over.
I got it tatted so proudly, so rep it, they know. Now they know. Original 509 rider, and I ride real low. And they know, now you know.
Take a walk through my city, there ain't no place to lie. We'll cruise the vision up and fly.
Eastern Washington State, where it gets real cold. So cold, I let it be known. Okay, it's my home.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Morning Cup of Sports right here on RadioAFS.com. That was...
Did you almost say two guys in a balcony?
Yes, I did. That was...
You're fired. Go home.
That was For the City by Catechize from Spokane, Washington. Y'all haven't heard him before. Check him out. He's all over Facebook and YouTube. Hit him up. Check out his music. You won't be disappointed. And yes, I did. Now, Farmer, before we took that quick
break. Hey, we are 10 times better than that show that you just named. And
I'm appalled, B. I am appalled.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, people make mistakes. So, before we had took that song break, we were talking about the gentleman that spent $8,000 on his season tickets, and he is filing a law. He's filed a lawsuit against the New Orleans Saints for his money back due to the fact of the protests, and it's not fun for his family anymore. Now, he's also claiming that the angry reactions of the fans and everything like that, and all the swearing and spilling beer, is borderline dangerous, and that the Saints created this behavior by condoning it.
Mm-hmm.
So, the guy's filing a lawsuit because they're protesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm saying I think it's a waste of this guy's time, honestly, because do you realize how much the league's going to lose? In all honesty, people are going to realize that they can get their money back for suing, and everybody's going to try and sue the NFL. It's not going to happen. This is pointless.
That, B, you know, I wish I could say you're right on this. I do. I really wish I could say, hey, B, yo, I think you're on to something here. But let's I'm going to have to nicely and as nice as I can disagree with you. I have been waiting, patiently waiting, for somebody to do this to the NFL. The reason being is because, well, I didn't pay money to see overgrown crybabies that make more money than God's green earth protest. Now, it's their civil right. I get that, and I've said that. But, yeah, I honestly, I've been waiting, and I hope, oh, do I hope, that this man gets his money.
Right, but my thing is it's going to be a never-ending battle of all these teams in court.
Yes!
The whole
yes,
league is always
yes,
going to be in court. I don't see it happening. It's not going to happen.
Yes, yes, there it will be. Come to the dark side, sir. Please, for the love of everything, hold. Come to the God. God, it's Farmer talking. God. Lord, it's Farmer. Tell B to come to the dark side, Lord. Because it's not right where he's at, Lord. Lord, tell him to come. Come on, B. Come to the dark side. Lord. Lord, talking to you today. Please come. Please tell B to come to the dark side, Lord. There it is, B. I summon the Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ, for you to come to the dark side.
And here's the thing. Okay.
Have you been touched?
No. No.
All right.
So Mark Ingram, Mark Ingram took to Twitter, and he had posted on here, and he said, the one time that they protested during the anthem was at an away game. After a team meeting, which was actually led by Drew Brees, he had organized a team meeting, and they all decided as a team to kneel as one before the anthem and then stand united during the anthem while it was being played, while the anthem is going. Now, this happened one damn game. And you're going to tell me, and this is the thing, they didn't even protest at the games that he was going to. So how can you sit there and be, oh, I'm offended because they're protesting. But they're protesting, your argument of their protesting is invalid because it's not even during the national anthem. This is at another time of the moment. This is before the anthem's even playing. So everybody's argument of the protest and kneeling during the anthem, I get it. But if you're going to argue that, then argue it with a team that's kneeling still during the anthem, not a team that kneels before to have their moment of protest and still stands in respect for the national anthem. And we actually have a caller on the line, Farmer.
Oh, let's bring him on.
Good morning on your morning cup of sports with Farmer and B. Evans. Who are we talking to today?
What's going on, guys? It's Chris from the Fifth Down.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just listening to you guys talk about this lawsuit here.
All right. Give me
and,
4 or 5 cents.
Well, the first thing is B is so right. This is the dumbest lawsuit ever. You can't sue someone because you don't like what you're watching. That guy doesn't have the right to sue the NFL because he doesn't like what the players are doing on the team.
Right, but technically you can sue anyone for anything. There isn't a law that says that, hey, you got to sue something because it's unjust.
I brought that up before the song break about the lady that sued McDonald's because she spilled the hot coffee on her and sued them because they didn't say, careful, it's hot. Well, no shit, it's hot because it's coffee.
Well, no, but wait a minute. Wait, hold the tobacco pipe today. Do we know that you know, coffee nowadays is not just hot? You have
nowadays,
coffee,
you
got
no.
hot coffee.
Yes,
you have
iced
coffee. You got all sorts of coffee, B.
This was like years and years ago, but it still happened. Before iced coffee even became a big thing. I don't even remember iced coffee being a thing back then when this happened. But this actually happened.
I'm just saying.
And this lady won like $50,000 or some lawsuit settlement or some shit. I don't remember how much it was. But she won suing because she ordered hot coffee and then spills it on herself and then sues them because the coffee was hot. And they didn't warn her. How fucking stupid do you have to be? First off, one, how stupid do you have to be to spill coffee on yourself and then be surprised, oh, shit, this is hot? And then how stupid do you have to be to actually grant this woman the money because her dumbass spilled hot coffee on herself not knowing it was hot?
She played the game.
She beat the system. I got it. But this guy is a damn idiot.
There was more to that case than just it didn't say it was hot. And there was more to that case. It was, you know, the lid was faulty. There was all this other stuff put on top of that. It was just socialized as, she didn't know it was hot. Now, there was more to that case than there is. Getting back to the NFL thing, this guy is, if that's the reason he's suing is because of the national anthem, he has absolutely no case based on history, because the NFL, when the NFL started, they didn't even do the national anthem at games. So you could argue that, so whatever this guy's arguing, the national anthem is not part of the game. It's not part of what he paid for. It's just something they do. They don't have to do the national anthem. It's not a requirement. So this guy's total lawsuit is going to get thrown out no matter what, because they're going to go back and say, wait, in 1983, they weren't even doing the national anthem before the game. So get out. You don't have a right to sue them for whatever that is. That doesn't stand up. That's not going to stand up.
He just threw his pay in the wishing well and hoping that he's going to make a little money off of it. And in my eyes, anytime you can take money away from Roger Goodell, I'm for it. Sue the fuck out of the NFL.
Yeah, but Farmer, you got to sue them for something you can win. If you sue them and lose, it just bolsters their ammo to say, look it, we took this crazy guy on. We busted him down. Do you want to come at us? We're going to hit you just as hard.
Right.
So I agree with you, Farmer. If you have a problem with the NFL, take it to the NFL. But your problem has to be something that you can win. It can't be something that is just absolutely stupid.
Okay, real quick, gentlemen. I just wanna go. I'm actually looking at Liebeck versus McDonald's, 1992. The 79-year-old woman spilled the coffee on her lap. She ordered the 49-cent cup of coffee. It was in her lap. They were pulled over. She's in the passenger seat of her car. It did not have cup holders. She had it between her legs. She pulls the lid back so that she could put in her cream and sugar, and she spilled it. There was no faulty lid. It was her own damn fault. There's a dashboard in that car. Your own damn fault. Period. Hot coffee.
So, you spilled
it.
So B, she's putting a little you and I in her coffee. A little cream, a little sugar.
Exactly. Now, her the only reason she got this is because her attorney actually got he pulled the whole it wasn't just hot, it was dangerously hot. They argued the temperature of her attorney argued that the 180 to 190 degree coffee was defective, and claiming that it was too hot and more likely to cause serious injury than coffee would have served at any other establishment. So she actually won. She was awarded. Well, she won $2.86 million. But they eventually ended up settling on $640,000. And then, of course, they also added the $160,000 to cover medical expenses and punitive damages. So, but no, there was no defective lid or anything like that. It's just she had the damn thing between her legs, and she added it, and she spilled it on herself because she's a jackass. So I just wanted to mention that.
Well, no, all because the cobwebs caught on fire and burnt. Never mind, we won't go there. Nope. Almost right there, B. Woo! Did you know? I went to Santa Claus with the Rice Krispie treat maker underneath. Did you know that Santa Claus does not give out candy canes anymore?
Why not?
Really?
Yeah. And his elf told me, he's a big motherfucking elf. He was like the size of Big T. So I don't know how he was a little elf. But his name was Little Elf. I looked at him like, you big motherfucker. But anyway, he said that there was a kid that choked on one of the candy canes, and now they cannot sell or give away Santa Claus candy cane. Now, if I remember
are they gonna sue Santa?
Well, I was thinking about it. Because I want my damn candy cane. And I was going to go sit on his lap, and I was going to ask for world peace, the death of all snowflakes, and happiness to man. But if I didn't give me no damn candy cane, I ain't going to talk to him. I'm going to boycott Santa Claus until he gives me back candy cane. Because them candy canes were the best damn candy canes around. I don't know where they came from besides the North Pole. And it's too damn cold up there for that shit. So I was shocked because I was expecting her niece to get a candy cane and you know, reliving my childhood. And she got a coloring book. How do you give a kid a coloring book when they came to get a candy cane from the Jolly Man?
I wondered that the last few years taking my kids out to see Santa and stuff at the malls. And I always wondered what happened to the candy cane thing, but I never thought to ask. And they get a coloring book and a couple crayons. And I'm like, wait a minute. And if that's the case, that don't really work out either because, well, kids chew on crayons too. So
I know. Look at
Farmer. Farmer chewed up a whole box of Crayolas just last night for lunch, for dinner.
I know, right? And I left the brown one, and I left the black one, because I didn't want to be called racist.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Hey,
where's
did you
the
see
button,
that?
Where's the button, damn it? I'm working for the button today.
Oh, I see you're working for the button.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
We need to have that button on speed dial. But
yeah, you did.
So the great one of the greatest return men of all time, Hall of Famer Devin Hester, has announced his retirement.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer. I believe he was actually put in, or
he can't be in the Hall of Fame if he hasn't retired yet.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Not a Hall of Fame.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not.
Got me out here, Beef.
No, I meant like soon to be Hall of Famer, like future Hall of Famer. My bad. I kind of worded that. I kind of said it wrong, but yes, super, you know, future Hall of Famer. Because the guy's going to make the Hall of Fame. Devin Hester's a badass. He was one of the best.
Maybe not first card, but he'll make it.
No, he won't make first card, no. But, I mean, he was one of the greatest kick returners of all time.
Yeah, but there's still not a kicker in the Hall of Fame.
That don't mean nothing. Every year it can always be added. Jason Elam is going to go into the Hall of Fame.
Special teamers don't make the Hall of Fame.
Well, you didn't make the Hall of Fame either, sir.
This is true. I'm just saying what has happened in history.
But
hey, BB,
we also have years to come.
Chris did make the Hall of Fame, his own Hall of Fame. So he got a medal just like you want to give everybody in the Olympics a medal. You get a medal. You get a Hall of Fame. You get a Hall of Fame. You get a Hall of Fame. Hey, Chris, I love you. You get the Hall of Fame today. See, I'm starting to wake up now, B. You're in trouble. But can't carry on with Devin Hester, sir.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, the guy's he's going to make the Hall of Fame. Okay? I mean, you think about it. Okay. So let's look at history. Let's break it down. History. No kicker has ever been.
I hate history. Burn the monument. Burn the monument down. I hate history.
No kicker has ever made the Hall of Fame in the history of the Hall of Fame. Right?
Right.
That's right.
Right.
So automatically, because no special teams player has ever made the Hall of Fame, we're automatically going to go ahead and shoot down the probability or possibility of a future Hall of Famer because it's never happened before. Not very optimistic there. Not very optimistic there.
When the media is involved in voting for these things, I'm not optimistic about anything they do.
Well, this ain't the media talking. We're here. This is Farmer and B. Evans Media, okay? This is Farmer Media. We're on RadioAFS.com. Okay, we are our own media. We think logically about that. We talk illogically.
Until we get a vote for the Hall of Fame, then I'll start to believe that things are going to change. But
how many years have you voted for a kicker to join the Hall of Fame?
I'm trying to think. Well, I mean, Morton Anderson, you could probably put him in. I mean, he's probably a Hall of Famer.
Probably.
I'm trying to think of
Morton Anderson, probably a Hall of Famer. So I guess Jason Elam's probably maybe a possibility of a Hall of Famer, right? That'd be kind of a scratch your head moment.
Where fucking Walsh needs to be in the Hall of Fame?
I agree. I absolutely agree with you, sir. I absolutely agree with you. But
I think the Hall of Famer that could possibly be is Adam Vinatieri.
Oh, I was gonna. I was actually about to mention Vinatieri.
He's gonna be the
but
one
I go
that
back,
he's the guy that changes.
I go back
he's
to my previous
the,
question.
Forces people to change their mind.
I go back to my previous question. How many times have you, sir, voted for a kicker for the Hall of Fame?
I have never voted for the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so there's part of the problem right there. You
yeah,
sit here
I'm
and
not
say
on the committee.
That a kicker. No, you sit here and say that a kicker has never joined the Hall of Fame, has never been inducted into the Hall of Fame. But yet we have opportunities to vote for players in the Hall of Fame. Have you alone, have you sent out an email or a phone call or anything complaining that a kicker has never been inducted into the Hall of Fame?
No, I haven't.
Then right there is part of the problem with America. Okay? A big part of the problem is people complain that things aren't getting done or things aren't happening, yet you're not doing anything to make that change happen. If you are not going to put forth the effort and put forth the time and the energy to make that change, then how can you sit back and complain or argue because it hasn't happened yet?
Hey, B, question for you, sir. Question?
Yes.
Have you phone called, emailed, or any of that other thing to the NFL?
I have. Not about a kicker, because I'm not. It wasn't ever really a big thing. I was just, you know, it wasn't something on my mind.
So.
But I'm not sitting here complaining about a kicker.
That's true. But I'm just saying, is this farmer or is this finding, you know, pot calling kettle today? Did farmer find a pot calling kettle?
No. No, I'm just saying, how can you sit there and
maybe.
How can you sit there? No, because I'm not
right.
sitting there talking about how a kicker has never been inducted into the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying anything negative towards it. I honestly didn't know that a kicker had never been inducted into the Hall of Fame. I'm going to be completely honest. I never knew that a special teams person had never been inducted. Do what?
It's not a complaint. It's just a fact. It's just a fact that they've never been. But
you basically shot it down when I said that he was going to be a Hall of Famer one day, and you're like, but nobody from special teams has ever been inducted. Like, you immediately shot that down.
It's not a possibility.
But you shoot it down like it's not a possibility to ever happen.
If it hasn't happened yet, what gives you faith that it's going to happen? When Devin Hester's name gets on the list, there's going to be so much talk about, well, he only returned punts. He only did this. He only did that. It's going to be an absolute disaster.
Why is that?
You know it's going to happen because it happens for people. It happens for everybody who –
Yeah,
it happens for anybody when they have Hall of Fame discussions.
And I'm going to quote Farmer, everybody's a critic. Okay, everybody's got to find something to complain about. Everybody's got to find something to argue about. But the fact is Devin Hester has 7,000. The fact is Devin Hester has 7,333 returning yards from kicking, from kick returns alone. That's not punt returns. Punt returns, he's got 3,695 punt return yards. This guy is a beast. He's going to make the Hall of Fame. And whether they complain about it or not, he's rightfully earned a spot in that. But to sit here and automatically to sit there and say it's not going to happen because it's never happened before, and if it's gone this long and hasn't happened yet, why would it happen all of a sudden? Well, then what's the point in me going to work every night hoping that I'm going to get a raise the next day? Because if it hasn't happened in the past 6 months, then it's not going to happen anymore.
All right. Here's my thing. Do you know what the award is for the best punter in the NFL? Do you know what that award is called?
The name slips my mind at the very moment.
It's called the Ray Guy Award. Ray Guy, who is the greatest punter of all time, okay? He has an award named after him.
Damn, I thought it was Andy Lee.
Ray Guy is not in the hall. Is not in the Hall of Fame. Why? Because he played punter. But the NFL has an award named after him. Yet he's not a Hall of Famer. These are things that are.
Nobody says that can't be changed one day.
I'm not saying these guys aren't deserving. I'm saying I don't trust anyone who's in that Hall of Fame office. I don't trust anyone in that room to ever make that argument, because they're always gonna go back to say, we don't put kickers in, we don't put special teamers in. They do it all the time. Every Hall of Fame argument, every Hall of Fame, baseball, basketball, it doesn't make a difference. They always go back to, we haven't done this before, so we're not going to do it now.
It's the simple fact that you are jumping to discredit the possibility.
Until I see something, I have no faith in that.
I prefer to be optimistic about it. I prefer to be more optimistic in a hope that it will happen one day, because we don't know if it's going to happen or not. But it does, great. If it don't, well, that sucks. But to automatically jump to shoot it down because it hasn't happened yet, it's the wrong way to look at things. But we do need to take a break, so we will be back right after this.
Nothing, trying to make something. People push us down and we keep on running. Walk through the storm, walk through the war. Bust through, say we're taking it all. We're going for our dream, can't stop this team. Rushing in and we're changing this scene. You think you can stop our movement glory, but we're standing tall in the story. I'm sick of these people being disrespectful. Can't see we're working hard, it's a mental. All around the clock, it's never endful. You can't do the same, so don't step two. Us in a crew, step one, step two. We wanted this from the start, so we're coming through. In your streets, bringing that hardcore beat. Making that movement from under your feet. From always something new, hate is what you're gonna do. You're gonna look stupid on what you tried to prove. Because we're pumped in on your block. Sending out here my message when we're ready to drop. Yeah!
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah!
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
Cause I find me an addict. Cause that forward momentum, I gotta have it. Have at it. Not half as good as the next man. 10 times, bro, gotta grab it. By the scruff of the neck, wring it out. End up as a wreck, work it out. Gotta keep it in check, sing it out. That's the name of the game, that's what life's about. To reflect with the best of them. That's what you like to call life's test, I guess. When you cry, when you're pressed, I said, that's what I like to call life's test. You mesh, ah, what a sesh. But if you still see rain, then you need to digest what I put in your brain. Like a pill, it'll make you insane. Unless you kill what puts you here. Who do you think you are? You're the highest man here? Well, that's a start. Look around, take it in. We take it all, now sit back, watch begin. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop. Run this town like Jay-Z and Kanye. Me and Pablo doing it the only way. The temptation with fire in our eyes.
getting closer to that one true prize. From the honesty of a hip-hop prodigy, I keep telling myself, nothing's gonna stop me. For that dream to make it come true, that's why we speak the truth in the booth.
Yeah, we speak truth, call us the criers. We sing loudly, so call us the choir. Me and Muggsy, born in the fire. No pad and pen, yeah, that's all we require. In the booth, to spit truth. And the crowd to rock, raise your hands to the roof. You can't stop us now, so turn up the track, let's hear it loud. Yeah, you can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Morning Cup of Sports on RadioAFS.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. I am B. Evans.
Hey, B.
And with me...
Hey, yeah. Hey! I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, my gosh. What are you picking?
We are not like mainstream radio that plays music or a song in.
I didn't. The song was over.
All right.
Damn yeah. It,
man.
Yeah,
it's
damn it, man.
In India that are dying of thirst. Finish those damn beers.
Nice swap there, buddy.
Hey, B, you know,
yeah.
I saw this new sport, right? Trying to get back on sports here. Where they are playing soccer on an ice skating rink.
Yes, I seen that. And I'm like, really, I want to do that. I want to play soccer on ice.
Well, then just go play hockey. But anyway.
Oh, man. So.
Or what about the paper airplane going around in circles? That could be a sport also.
That would be, that's a video of Farmer in his office. No
yes,
lie,
yes,
I know you thought about that a time or two.
Well, yeah.
When you seen that,
yeah.
When you seen that video, you're like, holy shit, I gotta do this.
I know, right? It is quite badass. Let's see here. What else have we missed for sports because we missed yesterday? You know, I really, really want to congratulate the Dolphins on whooping it up on Tom Brady. Not really a whooping, but this is the first time, and I believe in 8 altercations, I'm making it sound like they fight, but in 8 altercations that the Dolphins have beat the New England Patriots. So kids out there that get bullied every day, by the big bad bully out there, just keep fighting back because one day you're going to knock him on his ass and you're going to feel pretty damn good about it.
Yeah, yeah, that kid, man, that kid, I can't remember his name. It slipped my mind right off the top of my head, but the one that's got the video, there's a video going around like crazy right now on social media.
Yeah, it's actually on Farmer Media.
Now, I had seen comments on about the video. I was reading up on something about the video, and somebody started attacking him about the video. And I guess there was something about racial comments or whatever that he was saying, which is what kind of helped with, you know, and pushing the bullying to keep going, you know, to go further. And I don't know what that was about, but Did you catch anything in there, or have you heard anything about racial comments from the kid that was getting bullied?
You know, B, as the owner of Farmer Media, I definitely like to get into the sources of the stuff that I do post, but I haven't seen anything in regards to any racial slurs or anything else like that, but let's look at it this way, ladies and gentlemen. This kid is a few crayons short of an 8-pack of crayons. okay? That right there has no excuse. Hold your brakes, because I know there's some people already saying, Farmer, I understand that there's no excuse for racial commentary, slinging, or anything else like that. I can fully don't condone that. But this kid seems like he's had brain surgery, and he doesn't seem he. I don't think he's mentally handicapped, but I think he may have some mental retardation, which is mentally handicapped, I guess. So anything that generally comes out of this child's mouth, I don't think he understands the ramifications of what his words are saying. So if he
right.
is saying anything racial, he is saying anything racial, I don't think that he fully understands what he is saying.
No, I'm right there with you. And, you know, that's the one thing. People are so blind and ignorant to the fact of what's going on. They don't realize that, you know, it's selective hearing. They hear what they want to hear, you know, or they see what they want to see. But jumping back to sports, I got a funny statistic for you. I know you're going to love, especially since you mentioned the Dallas Cowgirls earlier. Now, if Big T was listening, I know he would love. If Big T was listening, I know he loves. He would love this too. But think about it. Carson Wentz is out for the year on a torn ACL. Right?
Yep.
All right. Carson, So Dak Prescott lost Ezekiel Elliott and couldn't throw a touchdown for 3 weeks. Carson Wentz lost an ACL and threw a touchdown before leaving the game.
Right. You know, I'm glad that you brought that up. But first, Farmers in the Mobile Command Center, and this slogan kind of has me shaking my head. It says, cooler than ice. Penguin branded iced.
Did you say penguin?
Right, penguin. It's like it shits out ice cubes or something. I don't know. I'm offended by that logo because it looks like the penguin shitting out ice.
Huh. There's actually something in the news about a penguin that I thought was really interesting.
Right.
Now,
before we scroll, I want to give my condolences to Carson Wentz, North Dakota kid. He was born in Virginia or some shit like that. Was raised in North Dakota, but he's a North Dakota kid. You know, speedy recovery, sir. And you're right in your video that we posted there on your Morning Cup of Sports. You will come back bigger, stronger, better. And you're right. The Lord Jesus Christ has bigger plans for you. And I want to thank you, sir, for mentioning him in almost throughout your video, for not being afraid of persecution or backlash from anyone that may not believe in Jesus Christ. That right there shows me Carson Wentz does not give a flying rat's butt about social justice warriors, kind of like Tim Tebow shouldn't have caved in to any of his social justice warriors.
I agree with that. Now, you know, my religious views may be different than others, but regardless of what my religion is and what I choose to believe in, I stand by what I believe in fully. I don't care what somebody else thinks about it or how it may change their perception of me or whatever. I will not change what I believe in for someone else. So if you do, you should be ashamed of yourself. But you mentioned penguins, and I actually have something in the news today about penguins that is actually related to sports too.
Oh, okay. Are we talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Well, it mentions the Pittsburgh Penguins, but A fossil from New Zealand has revealed a giant penguin that was the size of a grown man. They say, in fact, it was about as big as the captain of the Pittsburgh Penguins. The creature was about 5 feet 10 inches long when swimming, just shy of the official height listing for the hockey star Sidney Crosby. When the bird was standing, though, it was only about 5'3". And the ancient penguin lived about 56 million to 60 million years ago. Researchers reported that it's the biggest penguin known among those that have left substantial skeletons to analyze. The biggest penguin today is the emperor penguin, and it stands less than 4 feet tall. So this thing literally towered over by a foot, and then when it was swimming, by almost 2 feet than what we have now. It's literally as tall as the captain of the penguins.
Right. I'm afraid of the emperor penguin because I'm only like a foot and a half taller in it. That scares the shit out of me.
That's a big ass penguin, but I couldn't help it. It was like, it just, I don't know.
You need to send me that link, please.
I will.
Okay, good.
I will do that. And, yeah. But, anyways, the NFL salary cap, I mentioned earlier that it was actually increasing for a straight year. It's actually looking at right around $178 million increase.
Wow. Where do they find this money?
Well, I don't know, but with the way they're adding all this extra money, and you know, if they cut everybody's salaries down in sports and all this bullshit money that they don't need and everything, they could literally get rid of the country's debt. You realize that?
You know, or, you know, they could donate, I'm not saying a million. $1 million. Every single one of these NFL players donate $1 million to homeless vets. We wouldn't have a single homeless vet. Or also, or $500,000 there and $500,000 to keeping kids off the streets.
Mhm. Yeah. I mean, just to mention that, just to say that it would literally, they could solve the nation's debt crisis. That speaks volumes of saying what they could do with that money.
Yeah. Hey, B. I'm in the mobile command center. Do you think it's safe for a man to wear a ski mask by a high school?
Probably not.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I'm just going to carry on my own ginger way. Off I go.
So, did you know?
I just wanted to bring that up. I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, yeah, that's probably not the smartest idea. But, you know, he's keeping on walking. He crossed the street. So maybe he knew that wasn't the smart. Who still wears ski masks? That's my next question.
Jason in Friday the 32nd. Because there's so many of them. So we mentioned him earlier. Adam Vinatieri could possibly be cost $500,000 because of the Buffalo blizzard in Sunday's game.
Yeah?
Yes. They are actually looking at it. He missed two field goals because of the snowdrifts in Buffalo, and it could end up costing him about $500,000 incentive that's in the contract. He missed the potential game winner from 43 yards, and he missed a 33-yarder as well. But the conditions aren't exactly what he's used to. It was snowing. It was windy. He said the footing, you know, obviously his footing obviously was the toughest he's ever had to deal with, for sure. He said, you know, if it was just snow and no wind, that's one thing. Or wind and no snow, that's something. But to get both of them together, it was just, it was hard to do. Said the unexplainable but rare 0-for-2 day dropped Vinatieri from a 95.6% to an 88% accuracy this season. He would earn a $500,000 bonus if he gets to 90% on field goals this season. He's been over 90% 5 times in his previous 21 seasons. But to reach that now, he'd need to hit his next 5 field goals to get his percentage back over 90. The good news, though, is 2 of his 3 remaining games are at home, which will at least give him the conditions, which help him look more like himself. So, isn't that crazy, though? I think that should be in, like, a contract clause.
See, you're starting to sound like a snowflake now. Don't do this to me. Go eat a Snickers. Well, B, hey, we seem to drag this show out now an hour and a half, and I want to appreciate Radio AFS for that. But you know what time it is right now, right?
Man, it is way too late for this shit.
I love how you pick on my cues. We've come a great team. We're like Ichabod Kane and whoever his retard partner was. And I'm Ichabod, and you're the retard partner. But anyway, I just want to thank every single person out there that tunes into your morning cup of sports here on Radio AFS. Our caller is Chris from the Fifth Down. Check him out. He is he's live tonight. I want to say it's 5 o'clock on the West Coast time. Figure it out wherever else you are. And you have been listening to the cream and sugar of your morning. No, do not spill your coffee between your legs and catch your cobwebbed vagina on fire and sue us, because you ain't going to get anything. But again, I want to thank you for listening to your cream and sugar. It's always way too early for this shit. And definitely check out all the shows here on Radio AFS. I guarantee they'll get you laughing just like we do. And here's your Radio AFS poke, because we like to poke our friends. Don't get sexual harassment on us, because, again, you're not going to get anything. Boop.